Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communication specialist for that chamber. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Hey, Kate, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. How are things going with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Things are going well. It's a great time to join the chamber. If you're a business or organization or nonprofit that does business in Harford County, you can head over to harfordchamber.org to learn more or to join us.
Because it's not too late to sign up, even though, you know, today is the last day of July. There's still more time left of this year, so it's not too late, right?
Of course. It's never a bad time, really, to join. So we're always accepting new members.
And you just go to the website, like you said, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, we shared that link on our Facebook page a little bit ago. Go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and your website so they can keep up to date and sign up that way. And what do you have coming up, Kate? Anything?
Yeah, so we actually have 6 different groups and committees that members can always get involved in, and we have our Harford Young Professionals group coming up on August 17th, and that's a great opportunity to meet some other business professionals in Harford County and kind of grow together, and we also do some fundraising with that group, and like I said, they meet. The next meeting is August 17th here at the Chamber Building in Bel Air.
Do they need to register for that?
Yes, you can actually register on our website at harfordchamber.org for that.
All right.
And then we also have every month, every third Wednesday of the month, we have our Coffee and Connections kind of business card exchange networking session. And that's a great opportunity as well, just to get out and meet some other local professionals here in Harford County, have some coffee and chat and get to know each other. And like I said, that's August 18th. That's a Wednesday at 8 a.m. here at the Chamber.
That's open just to members only, right?
Nope. So any business professional, anyone representing a nonprofit can come to that. You do not have to be a member with our chamber.
Okay. And they can just keep up to date on the website. Anything else right now, Kate?
Nope. Like I said, though, there's always ways to get involved, whether you're looking to, you know, make new connections or get involved in advocacy or education. There's always something to get involved with here at the Harford County Chamber.
And again, just go directly to your website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHM Gold. So the marketing and communication specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Kate Rodriguez, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us some more information about some of the things you have in store. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And my actual first guest this morning is Helen O'Keefe, the owner of Jabs Boxing. Helen, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Helen. Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on today. I'm happy to talk about Jabs Boxing with you and looking forward for people to come out to Bel Air and finding out more about our studio.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. I appreciate you calling in today. Of course, you are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, I am. As a new member, actually, we joined this past spring, and we find that the chamber is very active with local businesses and in this community. So far, we've been to a couple events. We in particular like the Coffee and Conversations, and it's a great opportunity to be part of a strong organization where we can also interact with other chamber members. They've been kind and have already provided great insight to us. We find that their support for new members has just been terrific. I mean, Heather, Kate, Kathy, and others at the Chamber, they've not only welcomed us, but they've also made themselves accessible to answering all our questions. Other members, too, they've reached out to us to give insight and support. I mean, it's been incredibly invaluable just within the short period that we've been members.
And so with a new business, especially, you know, it's important to reach out to them. So if someone's getting ready to open up their own business, would you encourage them to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Most definitely. It's been incredible, like I said, because you're not aware of how many businesses actually exist in Harford County, and let alone just in downtown Bel Air. We've met people we just weren't anticipating of meeting because we've lived here a long time and just thought we knew everything. But instead, we've met individuals with such a long range of experience and are just willing to help us out because they want to see us succeed. You know, they've had a lot of opportunity and success themselves and want to see the growth of businesses in Harford County.
Absolutely. And you're meeting these people you might not normally meet with. So it's good for networking and everything like that, right?
Correct. Like you've mentioned, we've networked already with other companies and participated in activities in person. However, the Chamber also offers online webinars and you have the opportunity to meet with people online where you can learn about security for your business, or you may be able to learn about advertising and digital advertising seminars.
It's all these things you wouldn't, you know, necessarily think of. And so it's definitely worth to check out. And that's why I mentioned earlier, if you do want more information about the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, we posted that link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold with a link to their actual Facebook page. When you click on their information, they're going to have access to your stuff. And the direct website is jabsboxing.com, and there are different locations because it is nationwide. And for someone that might not have heard of Jabsboxing, Helen, can you kind of explain what that is since you're the owner of Jabsboxing?
Certainly. Jabsboxing develops fitness, not fighters. Of course, you'll jab, uppercut, kick your way through class, but we believe in a well-rounded approach to working out. So what we have is a boxing-inspired 20-station HIIT-style circuit workout. Basically, it includes kickboxing, cardio, plyometrics, agility, and functional training exercises. Jabsboxing is for everybody and everybody. The workouts are easily scalable to safely deliver a challenge within reach to all. So with over 250 pieces of equipment at Jabsboxing Studios, the variety of the programming helps members stick to a consistent fitness routine and stay on the path toward meeting individual fitness goals. Within the 20-station circuit, we have a semi-private group fitness experience and still have the high energy of a larger class. While 20 clients is our max, our coaches can make genuine connections with clients to motivate, challenge, and keep them safe while working out. You also work out with music. It's fast-paced and fun for everybody.
So like you said, it's not a class to develop if you want to actually, you know, fight someone. It's just more of an athletic thing where they're using these boxing moves. So it's developed for anyone. So what ages can participate in this?
Great question, Justin.
Thank you.
If you're 16 or older, you're welcome into our gym. We take members of all ages, all, you know, fitness interests, because we certainly have the equipment for them. We are opening in mid to late September. During our pre-sales, our founders memberships, we offer a 30% off our regular post-opening price. This founders price stays locked in for the lifetime of your membership. Mm-hmm. It requires a 30 days written notice to end the contract, but it includes pre-opening VIP workouts and gift bag that includes the Jabs workout gloves.
So this is getting ready to start up. So people can start registering for this now. And this class is for men, women, children, as long as they're over the age of 16. That's the bottom line?
Yes, correct, Justin. The Jabs workout is for anyone and everyone. For beginners to diehard athletes, you belong in our ring. Our workouts are designed to be modified and amplified to meet all clients' needs. We take everybody from 16 and older. We want them to become fit and participate in the Jabs boxing ring.
So you said you're not opening yet. You're going to open in September. So where exactly are you going to be located, Helen?
We're located in Bel Air, 520 Baltimore Pike, and that's at the Baltimore Town Center, which is located on the corner of Business Route 1 and Route 24 in Bel Air.
And if people want to get in touch with you, you do have the website, like we said earlier, jabsboxing.com, and you look for locations. But is there a phone number or an email or something like that also?
Well, definitely. You can call us at 443-987-7731, or you're welcome to email us at belair@jabsboxing.com.
And what was that phone number again?
443-987-7731.
So with today being Saturday, if someone calls that number today, are they going to hear back from someone coming up on Monday? Is that how that works, or someone around later today?
They'll hear from us today, as we will also be at our Jabs Boxing Bel Air location answering questions, discussing the workout, and taking membership orders. We'll be there today from 9 to 1 p.m., so please stop by and join us in finding out more information and signing up for Jabs Boxing.
So they can early sign up now, and that's how you get that discount, but the official opening is coming up later on in September, so they can actually come by later on this morning and see you guys in person?
Yes, they're welcome to do that, or they can also purchase via the Jabs app, the MindBody app online, or through the Bel Air Jabs website page. We're looking for, during pre-sales, to sell the founder's membership at 30% discount prior to the post-opening sales discount. And once again, that gives you VIP access to classes that take place before opening as well as a gift bag, which includes your JABS boxing gloves.
And they just go directly to the website, jabsboxing.com, and then you look for locations, because there's a reason why this thing is nationwide, and now it's going to be in Bel Air, Maryland. So you can, I guess, pre-register now for this to get that discount, and then they can see what other packages you offer, right?
Yeah, we'll have subscriptions as well as other packages post-opening. And if you have trouble signing up online, please be sure to reach out, call us, email us. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at JABS Boxing Bel Air.
They can reach out to you directly through the website. Said there was an email. And then what was that phone number again, Helen?
443-987-7731.
And that's directly on the website, jabsboxing.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So that's why I have the owner of JABS Boxing, getting ready to open in Bel Air, Helen O'Keefe. I want to thank you so much, Helen, for calling in today to give some more information about your business that's getting ready to open up here in a couple months. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. It was a pleasure talking to you about the Chamber and JABS Boxing in Bel Air with you today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks again, Helen. You have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the owner of Serenity Salt Spa, Kelly Wagner, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my second guest is the owner of Serenity Salt Spa. I have Kelly Wagner on the phone. Kelly, you there?
Yeah, hi, Justin. How are you?
Kelly, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Oh, we're doing great.
Great. Well, I thank you so much for calling in. Of course, you're with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Correct.
And about how long have you been with them, Kelly?
We've been a member with them for over 2 years now.
Okay. And how long has your business been around for?
Actually, we just celebrated our third anniversary this past Saturday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
So severe. Thank you.
Absolutely. So you decided soon after you opened your business to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce to see how they can help you expand your business?
We did.
And so would you recommend to someone that's listening to do that same thing, whether they're getting ready to start a new business or been in business for a while?
I definitely would. I encourage all small businesses, especially this past year has been a great success with them. So I definitely encourage any small businesses that are at a like standstill where how to move forward, connections that they can make. The Chamber provides great direction in which way they should go.
Yeah, because it is a great way to network with people you might not normally meet. So like I said earlier, if you do want more information about them, you go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. When you click on there, we'll have access to their actual website and Facebook page. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff. And the direct website for Serenity Salt Spa is serenitysaltspa.net. And for those who might not have heard of that, Kelly, can you kind of explain what that is that you offer?
Serenity Salt Spa, we are a all-natural and holistic wellness spa in Forest Hill. We provide Himalayan salt therapy for adults and children of all ages, which salt therapy is great for those who suffer from chronic respiratory conditions such as allergies, asthma, COPD, cystic fibrosis, and it also provides healing for those that suffer from eczema and psoriasis. Along with the salt therapy, we provide an array of other holistic wellness services, such as medical massage chairs, ion foot detox, magnetic therapy, compression therapy, reflexology, energy healing, yoga, anything that will provide healing for the whole body, mind, body, and spirit.
So where are you guys exactly located?
We are at 2216 Commerce Road, which is located in the Forest Hill Air Park.
And you said you just celebrated being around for 3 years?
Correct. We celebrated it Saturday, the 24th. We had a huge open house event for the community. We had live music, food, entertainment, games, raffles, you name it.
And for those of you that have been to this place, you guys have salt therapy rooms. And like if someone wants to book a room, what's the best way to get started? Is it through the website or do they call?
They can book directly through the website or they can give us a call. We also offer for first-time clients for salt sessions, we do offer a $15 first-time session discount.
What's the phone number to call?
Okay, our phone number is 443-640-6020.
You want to say that one more time?
443-640-6020.
All right. So if they call that number today, with today being Saturday, is there someone around today, or they get like a phone call back like on Monday or something?
Yes, we're here today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, so you'll be opening up here in a little bit, and you're actually open for business. So if someone does want to come by and book an appointment, they can go online and try to do so, right?
That's correct.
And they can see more information on your website. And also, you guys are working on a Kickstarter, right?
Correct. We're getting ready to launch a Kickstarter program to raise funds for a mobile salt therapy spa. This way, it allows better range to take mobile salt therapy to those that don't have access to us, such as those that reside in assisted living, companies that only have a half an hour lunch break, doctors, nurses, and many more.
You guys look out for the community in a bunch of other ways, because you offer discounts for like military, law enforcement, first responders, and even seniors, right?
Correct. Most of the information is located under our specials on our website.
And then they can keep up to date because you guys have an email newsletter, right?
We do. We send that out monthly.
All right. So let's go to serenitysaltspa.net. To make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So that's why I have the owner, who just celebrated 3 years of being in business, Serenity Salt Spa, Kelly Wagner. I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about your business. It's been around now for 3 years. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Justin.
My pleasure, Kelly. Thanks again. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Zach Tribol, the owner and executive chef for The Local, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my third and final guest is Zach Tribol, the owner and executive chef for The Local. Zach, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, Zach. Good morning. How's it going today so far?
Good, good. It's a great day. Heading into The Local now, matter of fact.
Ah, great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Zach?
Absolutely.
And about how long have you been with them?
Not too long. We haven't opened up yet, but I'll tell you what, they've been a great resource to have within the community of Harford County. I mean, they've been really, really, really kind to us and helping us get our business started, so...
I mean, that's the time probably best to join the chamber, when you're about to open a business. And so you decided, I'm about to open this big business. I want to get the word out. So one of your first decisions, it sounded like, was to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. It was probably the first five things we did, is make sure that we were part of the Chamber of Commerce in our community, for sure.
Because you definitely get to meet these people that you might not normally meet with and network. So it sounds like if a business is listening and they're getting ready to start a business, or been around and hasn't reached out yet, you would recommend them to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the resources are, it's just the resources that they give you, you would not know. Well, at least I didn't know with starting my business. I wouldn't have known if it wasn't for the Chamber.
It's definitely worth to check out. And if you want more information, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. Like I said earlier, we posted that link earlier this morning on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, and a link to their actual Facebook page. When they click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. And so you're the owner and executive chef for The Local. They can go to thelocalharco.com. And for those who might not have heard of The Local, can you kind of explain what that is, Zach, especially since it's brand new?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a restaurant in Fallston, Maryland. We have indoor and outdoor dining. We'll have a full service bar as well. We call ourselves a local because we believe local in the community. Again, and we source, you know, everything within the community locally that we can. You know, we use Grandview Farms and Forest Still, and we buy local distilleries and beers, and, you know, all our beers on tap will be, you know, nothing but local Maryland beers. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is sourcing everything local, so we're sustaining our community and just, you know, kind of growing each other.
So the business is not open yet. It's going to be opening up in Fallston?
Yes, yes. So we're looking to have our grand opening late August, early September. We are very, very excited to share our crafts, our food, our drink, our atmosphere, our staff. It's just, I think, one of a kind, and we are so excited to share it with Harford County.
And then once the business opens, is it going to be open like 7 days a week, Zach? Do you know about that yet?
Yes, absolutely. 7 days a week. We'll be doing, you know, catering in the future. 7 days a week, lunch and dinner. We'll be doing brunch on the weekends. A great, great brunch You know, we kind of take our and model our food after like a Charleston, South Carolina comfort food. You know, our tagline is elevated comfort food and cocktails. So.
And so what's some of the examples of food that you do serve there?
We do a great beef Wellington. We'll do a tomahawk. We do a tomahawk steak. We do a lobster pot pie, which is, you know, kind of something new and inventive. You can't really get anywhere. It's absolutely delicious.
I've heard your chicken sandwich a lot of people talk about as well, right? Aren't you guys known for that too?
Yes, absolutely. I actually won an award. We're going to the World Food Championships in Texas in November to show off that sandwich. We won first place in Maryland at the National Restaurant Association.
So. Wow. And that's for the chicken sandwich?
Absolutely.
And so what comes on your chicken sandwich, or what makes your sandwich so special, Zach?
So it's similar to a Nashville hot chicken sandwich, but what we do is we pickle brine our chicken, and then we double bread a chicken thigh, flash fry it. We make a rosemary sweet onion hot sauce to toss it in. Got a black pepper slaw, a bacon jam, and bread and butter pickles, and it's all served on a freshly baked homemade brioche roll that we make in-house as well, and it's just to die for.
Wow. So unfortunately, though, everyone needs to wait still a couple more weeks before they have access to that?
Yeah, just a couple more weeks, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth the wait. You're not going to get anything like it in the area. So
you're going to be opening up, you said, at the end of August, early September. Is there going to be anything before that?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a soft opening invitation just to kind of make sure that when we do fully open up that we are ready to go to the public and that, you know, you're getting the best of the best from, you know, our service to our food and drink. And we just want to make sure that we're prepared, ready to go, and give, you know, 100% to our guests, because we like to consider, we don't say customers in our restaurant, we say guests, because we want to treat you as if you're a guest in our home, and that's what we like to do, and that's our motto of service in the restaurant. So.
Wow, okay, so we have to wait for it a little bit more. So well, I guess if people need to contact you, if they call that any number, no one's going to be there right now, so the best place to keep up to date would be what, through the website?
The website or social media, basically. Yeah, so catch us on Instagram at thelocalharco.com. Same thing on Facebook. Just, you know, follow social media, see the things that we're doing. And you can call in the restaurant. And, you know, somebody usually is there, you know, 7 days a week right now, our staff.
Oh, okay. So you guys are there preparing and getting ready. So what's the phone number to call?
It's 443-616-9149.
Do you want to say that one more time?
443-616-9149.
Great. And you can find that on your social media page or the website, thelocalharco.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. So soon you'll be opening up 7 days a week. And then on the weekends, you said you'll be offering breakfast?
Absolutely. Brunch. Yep.
Wow, that sounds good. So we just have to wait for a couple more weeks. So, all right. Well, while we wait, I want to thank Zach Tribble, the owner and executive chef for The Local, which is soon to be opening up in Folston. I want to thank you so much, Zach, for calling in today to give us some more information about your big restaurant that's getting ready to open up here very shortly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow, and until next time, have a great day.